Hello, good evening, and welcome to an audio boo. If the audio boo software works, which it did last time, but last time I used home broadband to connect. And I know that James, Syzygy, has also been having issues, as have other people who have connected me. My name is Brennig. And I'm in a city. Not a big city. It was a dirty city. Not even a dirty city. I'm in the middle of what is laughingly called the student quarter of Oxford. And the reality is that if you put some kind of a measurement on the student population of Oxford, it would obviously be a lot larger than a quarter. It would be the student 60%. I'm guessing, but it's a good analogy. It's 6:35 on Thursday evening, and I'm here. I'm flying solo. I have no wingman. Sophie's at home, I think, or at the dentist's, or at home. I've just interviewed a guy called Matt, who is the founder of the Catweasel Club. And I've just interviewed Matt for our podcast because we're looking at the possibility of having a regular Catweasel slot in the show. No entendres, single or indeed double. Quick word on IT security, because it's been floating around on the audio boos to which I listen. Do you like that declension there? Do you like that English? Anyway, security. Interesting thing is that the organisation for which I'm currently working, and have been working for some time, is operates on a standard of security all of its own in terms of industrial standards. It's the GCHQ MI5 security standard, which is obviously restrictive in terms of individual freedoms to members of staff. I mean, it's great, it works, and everything works. There's corporate desktops and corporate permissions and what can't be plugged into one's PC or laptop, and everyone gets a laptop because mobile working is the key in this organisation. But what can't be plugged into one's laptop could just about be a toted on a list if that list had been started by Methuselah several thousand years ago. And what we are allowed to put on the list to plug into our laptops and PCs? Absolutely nothing. And indeed, webmail doesn't work and web services don't work. We do have access to the internet, but it's we have to pass through seven layers, physical and virtual, seven layers of security just to log on to our laptops, and so many other layers of security to get to the internet that heavy filtering doesn't even come close to describing the situation. So I thought I'd chip in with that. And the other thing is on organising. James came out with the great one, which was big pieces of post-it notes things. I haven't seen big pieces of post-it notes, but that sounds awesome. That really does sound awesome. What I have seen is various consultancies use is a sticky backed brown paper, which they hurl up onto a wall, a big roll of the stuff, and they hack it about, and then they write things on that and draw their lines on that, do their workflow on that, and put photographs on that. Personally, I use a hardback book, a big A4 book, which I index, and I religiously type my notes up every single day. So there you are. From the Cowley Road in Oxford, it's time I wasn't here. Thanks for listening. I hope this has been fun. If it hasn't, don't blame me. Bye!